We're at the bottom now of Ein Chesam at base. The Mishnah says, Ochel Kikuseves Hagasa. So somebody's chayav on Yom Kippur if he eats the amount of a date, a large date. Kikuseves Hagasa. So Rapapa asked, about you, Rapapa, when the Mishnah says, Kikuseves Hagasa, Kikuseves Shamru, Bigari Nisa or below Gari Nisa? Is it with the pit or without the pit, literally? So Rashi says, Rashi Gari Nisa in Shalob Gari Nisa. He says, Vahadik Tani Mesnisi in Uchigari Nisa, Mibayale, Rapapa asks, Heche Kama, what does it mean? Is it Kamo Uchigari Nisa Yachad? Means, do you evaluate it with its pit and together, inside, we'll say right now. Odilma haki kamar kamo and the bach skoris o kegari nisa, or is it with the date or its pit? So the in other words, the Mishnah is the Mishnah just saying the date with its pit, or is the Mishnah saying the date or its pit? So that's the way the coin of bach. That's how what's Rashi saying. So the Tosas has a big problem with Rashi. So he says, how can the Mishnah give you a choice? And the fact is mentioning two things, the date or its pit, and that's what the Mishnah is saying, yes, it's a date or its pit, Mashma, you have a choice, which is ridiculous, you can't have a choice. And the fact that they're mentioning two things, Mashma, that one of them is bigger than the other one, and therefore it should just be, say, the smaller one, and already there you're chayav. I mean, if you're chayav in a smaller amount, then, you know, of course, if you eat more. So Tosfos doesn't like that. So there comes with a different shot, but the Netziv, he has therefore a different explanation in Rashi. That's not what Rashi meant. He didn't mean that's what the Mishnah is saying, the date or the pit. But he says like this. He said, if you have a date with the pit inside, so with that volume, Rapapa was asking. You can have the date with the pit inside. So you have the date, the pit, and then around the pit there's like a hollow area. It's not Samud, you know, right next to the flesh. There's a little bit of airspace between the pit and the flesh. So if you just evaluate the date just like that, it's one size. That's one possibility what the Mishnah meant. That's what Rapapa was asking. Or what Rashi meant, the date and the pit means, not is if you take or the other option would be take the pit out of the date and then measure it. Right, that maybe that's what the Mishnah meant. Meaning, because if you take the date and squish it, you know, just take the flesh, squish it down to just the flesh, take the pit, and then measure the volumes of both of those, and then put them both together, so that's going to be a lesser amount, because you're missing the airspace now between the pit and the date. So that's what Rav Papa was asking. Did the Mishnah mean as together, the date and the pit is one thing, which is a little bit bigger size, or not? Did it mean the taking the date and the pit each separately and putting together, and then which is a little bit smaller size? That's Rav Papa Shaila in the Mishnah. Okay, so by Rav Ashi, he also has a similar question as well, not Legabe Yom Kippur, but Legabe Etzim Kesora. That a barley kernel that of a bone, a piece of bone, is metame b'maka b'masa. So he had also a question when we are told that the bone that size is metame b'maka b'masa, is that b'klipasa or below b'klipasa? Is it with the shell, the barley kernel with the shell, or below klipasa, without the shell? Also, he wasn't sure, is it belecha or b'yavesha? Is it with a fresh kernel or with a dry one? So fresh is usually, you know, bigger than it's dried out. So he also wasn't sure about that. Now, the Gemara says, Ravashi lo mebayale hadra papa. And we're going to see the opposite way as well. So Ravashi, he didn't have Rapapa Shaila in the Mishnah about the size of the date in our Mishnah. Why? Because Gasa Itmar. The Maisa, it says Kikosevas HaGasa. One just says Gasa, that's telling us the Kokama de Gasa. That it's telling us that the bigger the size, that's what we're referring to. Or else we would have just said Kikosevas. In fact, it's Kikosevas HaGasa, that's telling us the bigger size. So therefore, it's understood it would be with the pit, according to Ravashi. Therefore, he didn't have that Shaila. And Rapapa, Lomit Bayale, the Ravashi. However, Rav Papa, he had the shaila about, in our Mishnah, but he didn't have the shaila about the etzim kesoara. Why? Because he held that both those nekudos are is pasha. Whether it's with the shell or without, or fresh or dry, he says both are pasha. Why? Because he said that if it would be a lecha, right, if it would be fresh, then shibolis mikri. It wouldn't be called a seora. It would be called shibolis. And since it doesn't say shibolis, it says seora. So therefore, it must be talking about dry. And similarly, the second suffix he also didn't have. Right? Because if it was shalobikli pasa, without the shell, then it wouldn't be called again a shivsora either. It would be called an ushla. And since it doesn't say ushla, it says seora, therefore it must be imakli pasa. So therefore, for Rapapa, it was pasha to him that the etzim kesora is dry and with the klipa. And therefore he didn't have the shell. Okay, let's see, Rashi. We did the first one. Ushla karile hilchach yevesha beklipasa. Like we just said, who the mikri sora. So according to Rav Papa, it was pashat that it's dry and with the klipa. Okay. Next inyan. Amar Rav Yehuda. Koseves agasa she'amru yisera mikabetsa. So Rav Yehuda, we're going to question this, back and forth, but right now he has a hypothesis, and that is that the Koseves Agasa that we mentioned in our Mishnah, it's larger than a Kebetza. Okay? So we know we have a different shear. The classical shear, we're going to see, is a Kezais, which is usually the case when it comes to things about eating, things that are asur to eat, is a kezais. Then we have like two kezaisim, that's a kebetza. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, where does the keseves agasa come into the picture? That's even bigger than a kebetza. Okay, so you have kezais, we have a kebetza, and then we have a keseves agasa that's even bigger. That's what he claims. Okay, so if you eat less than that, you're not chayv on Yom Kippur. And even though, so we've said that by other things, we have halach l'moshmi Sinai, that all the achilas in the Torah, that's asur to eat, whatever, is only by a kezais. But here, it's a different story, because here the Torah doesn't say you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. It says you have to be ma'aneh, you have to have inui. And anything that takes away the inui, then that's what's asur. Nothing to do with the kezais tafka. And therefore, v'kim l'rabanan, the bahachi, Miasvadaite, that Rabbana knew that's so much you have to eat in order to be, you're not v'inui anymore. But tzir mehach, even less than this, miyatvadaite, then a person is not yet, doesn't feel good yet, and therefore he's not in the chayiv yet. Rashi, kimlu l'rabbanan, v'afal gav, like we said, the whole shir achilas iser b'kezaisi, even though we know all the Isser Vechila in the Torah is always Kezais. But Hanimili Behecha Dixivi Achila. That's if it says in the Torah Achila. Aval Hacha doesn't say that. Asher Lo Se'unexiv. It says you can't, shouldn't, if you're not Mu'neh, that's the Isser. Vechol Kama De Lo Miasvedaite Inuihu. As long as you're not yet at that stage of Yishuvadas, then it's considered Inu. Okay, but now we're going to ask a question on this theory of claim of Rav Yehuda that it's Koseves Agasa is larger than a kebetz. Meisavik. Meisav evil Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lit'om es hatavsha. There's a Mishnah in Sukkah that they once brought Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Sukkahs a tavshil to taste. So, we'll see. Rabbi Yimigamali el shtei kosavos udli shomayim. And they brought Rabbi Gamliel two dates, so this is obviously why we're bringing this. So remember this, right? There's two dates and a dli of a pitcher of water. Below, and then they didn't want to taste. They didn't want to eat it outside the sukkah. V'amru halum l'sukkah. Well, bring it in a sukkah and we'll eat it. V'tani Allah, and we have a brisa on this Mishnah that tells us lo mipnei shehalacha kach. Not because that's the halacha, that if you just want to even taste the tavshil, you have to go into a sukkah, or if you only eat just two dates or want some water, you have to go into the sukkah. No, that's not the case. You can really eat this outside the sukkah, because that's only like a chilas arai. and only achilas kevah you can't eat in the sukkah. So why did they do this? Elo shratzu lachmir latzmam. That's all they wanted to be machmir. Okay, so that's point one. Next, back to the Mishnah over there in Sukkah. It says, "Ukeshenasnu lo l'Rabbi Tzadok ochel pachos mikabeitza." And on the other hand, we're going to see Rabbi Tzadok, he was not machmir. That first of all, when they gave him, this was pashas like bread, but it was less than a kabeitza, he didn't do netilas yadayim, because his shita was that you don't have to do netilas yadayim unless you're eating a kabeitza. So since he wasn't eating a kabeitza, he didn't do netilas yadayim, rather natlo b'mapa. He just took it and he wrapped it up in a something, a napkin or whatever, but that was not because of the Hilkos Netilas Yadayim, because he held he didn't do it, he needed Netilas Yadayim, as we're guessing Rashi was just for, he was a little finicky, didn't want to touch the bread, you know, with his hands directly, so he wrapped it in a mapa, and v'achlo chutz l'sukkah, and not only that, he wasn't machmir like we saw the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Gamliel, they were machmir even a little bit to go into the sukkah. He wasn't. So less than a kabeitza, machay v'tzukkah, I'm not going to go to the sukkah. So he wasn't machmir the chutz l'sukkah, even though it's chilas arad. Okay, and lastly, velo birech acharav, and not only that, he didn't say birkas hamazon either after he ate this less than the kabeitza, because his shita was he held like the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. That is medayik in the pasuk of achalta v'savate v'rachta, that it's only svia, which is a kibetza, that's chayv merkas hamazon. Okay, so that's another thing. So that's the mission. Now we're going to be medayik. Let's do a little bit more here. It's a short amud. So now the Gemara is medayik like this. So he was given less than a kibetza, and therefore he didn't go into the sukkah. Right, Rabbi Tzadok. So mashma ha kabeitza by sukkah. So we see from here that what's the shear that you need in order to be that you have to have in order to you must go into the sukkah. It's a kabeitza because it was less than a kabeitza. So if he didn't go mashma, if it was a kabeitza, he would have had to have gone to the sukkah. So the shear that you need in order to go into the sukkah is a kabeitza by sukkah. Fine. So now the Gemara says like this, makes the following cheshbon. So it says, V'is al kadaitach, now comes our question, Kosevas agasa she'amru is with its garin, right? The Kosevas agasa with garin is Yesera mikabeitza, as Rabbi Yehuda wants to claim, right? He says, the Kosevas agasa in the Mishnah is bigger than a kabeitza. Then hashta, shtei kosavos, below garinan, lo hayava kabeitza. Kosevas agasa v'garinisa mihava yesera mikabeitza. So again, we see that in order that you have to go into the sukkah, you need a kabeitza. Okay? That we saw from Mitzvah. Now we saw that Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Gamliel, excuse me, he went into the sukkah with eating two dates. But, first of all, these 2 dates we can assume were without the garin, because he's not going to eat the garinim, the pits, okay, so without. But, we saw the brisa on that Mishnah that it was a chumrah. Okay, mashma, that the two dates were not a kabeitza. Because if these 2 dates would have been a kabeitza, then he would have had to gone into the sukkah. And he said in the braisa that it was only a chumrah, machmir to eat. Mashma, that the 2 dates were not a kabeitza. So therefore the Gemara says this doesn't make sense. Why? Because if you're going to say a date with the pit is more than a kabeitza, so he says, hashta shteikos of us without a garin, loy a kabeitza, koseva the gas of a garin, nesemi avi kabeitza. If you make the cheshbon, it would come out that pit inside the date is more than the date. In other words, there's a flesh in the pit. So it come out, if two fleshes, right, two dates, like Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Gamliel, without the pit, just the flesh, 2 fleshes is not a kabeitza, and you have 1 date with the pit is more than a kabeitza, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would come out that the pit is larger than a date, that the flesh of the date. So could that be?
Maybe when someone about bread, I'm not talking about the actual dates.
No, okay, well, we're going to see kind of like that, that it's going to be its different style. That's Gemara's next thing. We're going to have a different answer. We're going to say, Nechanami, this is fruit, this is bread, it's a different story. But right now we're going to this note thing. That's talking about the Achila, Achila's, as Gemara is going to say that next. That's the next piece. Okay, so now, Amar Rav Yirmiyah, so he says, it's not Akasha. He says, yeah, it's true. The pit of the date is more than the flesh. In other words, yeah, there's more pit in the fruit than the flesh. Shtei kosavos will organ as a loavika beitza, as he says, 100%. Two, if you have two dates without the garin, that's what Rami Gamliel brought to the sukkah, loavika beitza, like we said. But einachanami kosavos agasa vigarin nasa aviyaterev kabeitza. So einachanami comes out, therefore, that the pit is greater than the flesh. And that's how it is. That's Matthias. Amra Papa, Hainu the Amrinshi, this is what people say. Trei Kabe the Samre, Chad Kaba, Vikashyasa Usriach. That, as the saying goes, that if you have two Kav, there's two measurements of Tamarim, you're going to find that you're going to have one Kav, the Kashyasa is the pit, one Kav of pits, Visriach means, and plus a little bit extra. So you're going to have more than half is going to be pits. Which is exactly what we're saying. Okay, let's see. Rashi. Okay, back to Amud Aleph, Rashi. Natlu memapa v'achlo. He said that Rav Tzadok took the bread and he lessened the kibetz and he put it in a mapa and ate it. Shlosha kulin nahagbo. So we see here three kulas. Achad shalo notal yadav el b'mapa kederech karach yadav. Mishumaninas. One thing is that he didn't do Natilas Yadayim. He just wrapped up his hands, but that was, like we said, just for, because he was finicky. Because of Aninus Hadas. And V'chus L'Sukkah, and he ate it outside the Sukkah. And V'lo Be'erechach HaRab, he didn't do it because of Mazen after. It's all because it was in a Kabetza. Okay, next. HaKabetza by Sukkah. So he said, Mashma, that Rav Tzadok didn't eat a Kabetza. Mashma, if he would have eaten the Kabetza, he would have gone into the Sukkah. Almash tekosavos da amran le'el lo shahalacha kain, as we said, that the two dates are eaten by Rav Gamliel, that we said in the Brisa, that's not the halacha really, because really, that not that he, you know, is that it, that the halacha is that you must, it wasn't doing it, it was just the chumrah, is pochasos hei nami kabeitza, it's less than kabeitza, or else he would have, then it wouldn't have just been a chumrah, he would have had to gone in. Shtekosavos below garinan, sha'achlu Rav Gamliel, Abasukkah, Ramu Alayu, Lo Shalacha Kain. Right? Rami Gamliel ate these two things in the Sukkah, but we said these two were not the Malach, he didn't have to. Trei Kabi de Tamre, Abagari Nisayim, Havu Kava de Kashyasa. If you have two Kavs with Tamarim, with their Garnim, you have a Kav of the Kashyasa, and besides the Kav, when it was half of it is the pit, Usriach, and even a little bit more. Usriach says Rashi, Yeshbam Kav Garinin Vyoter. Al mahagarin yoter mina kosavot. So it comes out, therefore, like we said, that the flesh, that the pit, in fact, is more than the flesh of the fruit. Sriach, where does that come from? Lashon is odef, kamo tisrach, right? Al achori hamishkan, right? That the urias was had a little. There was an extra piece. That's a sriach. So it comes out that it's more than half of pits if you have pits in a container.